The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Create a Spiritual Village Wherever We Live in California, USA in December 1996.
I remember America has very famous psychics, Edgar Cayce, is that right? You know him? You know the name, right? Yeah. Some people don't believe that he has the concentration power to leave his body, and the body just be left behind, then he move himself, you know. I mean, astrally or spiritually out of his body and go search for some sickness in some people's person in the body, or search something else somewhere else. So they try to experience, stick needles into his fingernails. You know that? Do you know that or not? Well, read his book. Even I know. Stick fingers in his nails just to make sure that he really doesn't feel anything. My God, he did not feel at that time. When he woke up, he did feel. Poor guy. So that's how the society treats a genius or extraordinary person sometimes. It's not Jesus' time only, okay? Or every time is human time. And humans, they do weird things sometimes. Has no surprise. Actually, according to some of the research and my thinking, my opinion, my guessing, is that we have a lot of advanced technologies, advanced medicine, advanced ways to end the suffering in this world right now. Even at this minute, there's no need to have hunger, no need to have suffering, no need to have disease, incurable disease anymore. We already so advanced. We have found many substances to combat even the most deadly disease. But sometimes the society as a whole choose not to do it, just to protect the economy. So it's not that God don't give us everything. It's not that God could not do the impossible things. It's us, it's we, who are the obstacles. Because our faith sometimes is so thin, we could not believe that. If God give us a mean to cure the disease, then he would give us another mean to sustain the medical working system and don't let it go bankrupt. If God gives us a mean to find free energy, free electric, then God would give us another mean to sustain the whole industry and don't let people go without work. Then we will find other work somehow. We will find other things to do. Or we should live more simple life with little want. And we don't have to struggle so much for work, for earning money, for example. then there are many genius who can prove to us that it is workable, that this world can become paradise even materially in one instant. But so it must be, that the faith of the people of this world are so little, so thin, that they are so afraid to take any chance. That if, for example, if all the sick people cured, you know, so easily, then what becomes of the healthcare system, for example? Not to talk about real medicine, real miracle cure for the people. And now, I say what I believe, huh? But you don't have to believe what I believe. You can believe it or you don't believe it, it's up to you. Or you can do research on my suggestion, my comment, and then find out yourself whether what I say is the truth or not. Huh? I mean, you have option, huh? Right? You can choose. But at least I tell you something, then you can have a chance to prove it, whether it's correct or not. If I don't tell you, you might not even know that it exists. You don't even have a chance to prove your IQ. So do some research yourself. So you see, don't ever blame God again in your prayer or in any second of your life. That God makes so much misery, God don't give us medicine, God don't give us enough food, God don't give us this and that and all that. God gives everything already, long time ago. But many people sometimes stop this blessing. Maybe it's the planet, collective karma, that help the obstacle to materialize. Yeah? So we cannot also blame that one person or this person or the whole constitution somehow. We have to look through human history. Maybe we have done so many bad things. But actually, so what? God is always forgiving. If he's not forgiven, he is not God. For him, there's no bad, no good, no evil, nothing. Only the children who is learning, who is making mistakes, who is learning by mistakes, who is trying to remake himself into a real God by different experimentation. Some people succeed in making himself a God in a few lifetimes, or remembering himself as a God, or choose the right way. And some people tumble along the way, and take longer time. But they are all in the process of making, remembering a God out of himself, of themselves. Sooner or later, we all realize it. But I just want to tell you this, to let you know that nothing is impossible with God. Even to make this world into a paradise is not impossible. It's just because of mankind, the habit, our habit to be so negative, to think negative, to expect negative, and have no courage to hope for anything big. And the faith in God is very weak. So we're always afraid that if this happens, we lose our job. If free electric comes, we lose our electric company. If free medicine comes, a good medicine comes, a doctor went out of business, or medical care, I have no work to do, etc., etc. It never happens. It will have another way to do, right? God will find another way for us. Besides, if we don't have to pay so much for electric bill, then we don't have to work so hard in the beginning, right? Anyhow, for example, like that. There's so many things, so many inventions, so many research has been successful. And we could have paradise any minute we want, if only we want. But sometimes we choose to live in misery. That's fine with God. But don't blame the poor old guy. That's all. Because this is injustice. It's unfair. He always send some genius, always send teacher, always send good friends to remind us of the glory of heaven and to help ourselves, to heal ourselves, to be rich, to be famous, to be beautiful, to be, you know, abundance in everything, to have abundance of everything, to be wherever we like to be. Not that we want to be famous, not that we want to be rich, but this is the way we should be, we could be. Just that the society as a whole, like a big constitution, has its own law, unwritten law, unwritten agreement. They make every obstacle possible for every other souls. Even the developed souls have to struggle through this institution. So it's difficult for us. Huh? You are on your way, I think. You are happy. And you know, that's the secret between us. We all understand already inside. Huh? So this is just the communication. So that I sit here and let you look at me. Huh? Love me. I don't give you anything. I just tell you what you have. What you have forgotten. Huh? No problem. I don't give you anything at all. Never. But you have everything already. Everything inside.
See you.
I'm so courageous. You don't know. I'm very proud of myself. Just because I love you, I cannot not come. I promise you to come. I see you later. Go eat. Have a happy meal.
You guys. But anyhow, I just wanted to tell you here and downstairs people, other initiates, that you're really good, you're really disciplined. I'm very proud of you. Because you have family, that makes a difference. When you have family, it's sweet, it's cozy, and it's busy, and it's alright. Anyhow, now I understand. Pressure. The spiritual power is so strong. As soon as you have spiritual power, you have responsibility. You must share it. And the people near you, the people who encounter you, the people who pray to you, or the people who love you, they are entitled automatically to share the wealth of your spiritual power. And that puts pressure on you. Automatically, they look up on you for guidance. Invisibly also, without you even knowing, and without them even knowing. Anyone contact you, connect with you, share the spiritual heritage, and they evolved, by the way. And you have to share their burden as well. There's no one-way traffic, huh? And you give the good, each one give what they have, huh? They give the best of them. So see, just like you go to the supermarket, huh? You buy loads of things. Vegetarian, cabbage, carrot, ginseng, tea, everything. Sometimes costly things, like car, house, everything, carpet. And then what did you give to them? A few pieces of paper, understand?
Yeah.
So the value in the universe is not always equal. It's not always what we think or what we expect. No, same. The spiritual wealth, merchandise, are also sold at different price. What you sold and what you sell and what you get paid are different quality. But that's the way it is. People cannot scold you for giving you just a few pieces of paper. Because that's the way it's arranged. Everybody agree upon it. And this is the way it works, is the law. It's accepted. See? Similarly, spiritual power also can be shared, can be sold, can be exchanged, but in different rates. And this is accepted in the universal law. Nothing we can do about it. Rarely you can go to the supermarket and change your few carrots for their cabbage. They don't accept it anymore. Even though the value may be even more, or at least equal. But your carrot will not be accepted. in the morning for another cabbage or strawberry jam, whatever, even if the value is the same. You have to bring this useless, worthless, thin, good-for-nothing piece of paper. And they're happy. My, you see people's eyes when they see this piece of paper. Why is it? They give the best thing of their harvest, the best of their labor, just to get a few pieces of paper. And they're so happy. Well, that's the way it is. See that? So anyhow, along with spiritual blessing and heritage, we also do have responsibility. And by the way, these new rings. You design some of the earrings and some of the ring very small, yeah? I design, first of all, because some people like it. Yeah? I have to design up to my standard, the way I like it, for my artistic satisfaction, not necessarily for money. So, anyhow, I design some new ones. I tell you what, oh, sometimes, just for fun, huh? So we have to look beyond the immediate, go above the future even. Oh, we don't have to. It becomes effortless now. Oh, we look at everything so light and humorous. Yes. Therefore, people, they predicted us something, they predict you are wrong. They predicted the way of the world is all wrong. We are only happy to have the opportunity to serve, to share what we have. Because like this is slow, it's not stagnant. Like water in the tank, if it keeps for itself, later it becomes rotten. The water rotten and the tank become rotten too. No use for the tank. Use for anybody. Money is there only to flow, to be used, to be helpful in different way. It's not for us to just keep there and do nothing when necessary, according to our means and according to the necessity and the importance of that event. Because sometimes we have one person, but that person affects the whole country or the whole world, then that person is important. So not that you always have to help a lot of people in order to be righteous or to be reasonable. You sometimes help one person or two persons, it depends. And that person help the whole world. Like if you help Jesus, but you have Buddha. What do you think? It's not to help him personally. It's to help the ideal, the noble heritage, the spiritual awakening of mankind. If that person is alive, is comfortable, is supported, is helped, is understood, is protected, for example. Because these species are rare. Even though we are all Buddhas, but not everyone realizes that he is a Buddha. That's the difference. Even though we are all children of God, but not everyone realizes that he is the Son of God, the way Jesus did, for example. So these people, you cannot count one. Because righteous people, selfless people, it's rare. If we find one, we must help. If really we believe that he's good, she's good, we must do it. We must stand up for our belief. Otherwise, what part do we practice?
Thank you for spending the time with us on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of The Choice of Each Soul. And now, Planet Earth, our loving home, up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. May you have many days of joy filled with heaven's loving grace.